One of the tombstones of note in Copp's Hill is that of a Mr. Samuel Winslow, particularly because it is not originally Samuel Winslow's tombstone, nor originally his tomb. In fact, the first resident there was a man by the name of William Clark. These two men were not related, nor friends, nor even contemporaries, yet they own the same grave. This is one of the last pieces of evidence we have of the practice of tomb robbing. We're not sneaking into some ancient pharaoh's tomb to get gold and treasure, but actually robbing the space in the ground. As there was never enough room in the burial grounds for the number of people being interred, the real estate here became extremely valuable. As a result, the gravediggers, being a very industrious lot, realized that they could enhance their profits by a little creative recycling. All the gravediggers had to do was identify a tomb where all of the family members had died or the last remaining members had moved out of Boston, and they could manipulate a loophole in the laws and legally steal ownership of the tomb. Once a gravedigger was the rightful owner of the burial plot, he simply had to evict the current residents, regardless of how ripe they might be, and he could resell the tomb to total strangers. Why, a gravedigger might sell the same tomb over and over again to four or five different people, and the only problem, the only real challenge with the whole process, was what to do with the bodies once they had removed them from the ground. Now, of course, the most industrious gravediggers, well, they would either dig a pit and just sort of mash all the bodies down in, making a human stew, if you will, or they would sell the body to medical students. Why, first-year med students had to bring their own cadavers to school, and a body in good condition was worth $25. But those were only the most motivated gravediggers. Many of them were simply content to drag the bodies down Copp's Hill and throw them into Boston Harbor. Leave them in people's yards, dump them in alleyways. As you can imagine, this began to draw complaints from the living residents of the North End. Why, one woman testified that she opened her window one morning and there was a pile of coffins 7 high in her front garden. She could see hair and a bit of the flesh of the body that was at the top of the heap. Well, of course, the authorities investigated, and when all the evidence was brought to light, it became known as the Copp's Hill Scandal, the largest case of tomb robbing in American history. As a result, a law was passed known as the Cemetery Ordinance Act, which dictated that no one could legally remove a body from the ground, and that from now on all graves had to be buried with a coffin lid at least 3 feet below the surface. It is from this law that we get the practice of burying someone 6 feet under.